Edius Perik Aleph Mishnah Test 1-9. Before I begin this Mishnah, I just have to make sort of a prefatory comment. This section of Perik Aleph is dealing with Mishnayos where Shammai disagrees with Beis Shammai. This Mishnah here really is a mystery, what it's doing here, because two reasons. First of all, Shammai doesn't appear, so there's no Machlokas like the other Mishnayos. And second of all, we have Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel is the strict opinion. And there are actually two prakim dedicated in Maseches Edios to Mishnayos, where Beis Shammai is the lenient and Beis Hillel is the strict. So this really should be over there, if anywhere. So it's a mystery what this is doing here. But in any case, here it sits, and although there are some versions of Mishnayos that don't have it here, it is in our Mishnah and all standard prints of the Mishnah, and I guess it's coming perhaps to be sort of a prefatory Mishnah for the next Mishnah, which once again is featuring Shammai against Beis Shammai. In any case, the topic of this particular Mishnah is money that has the sanctity of Miser Sheni. So Ramani U Miser Sheni is the second tithe, meaning after one has raised his crops and he is separated from the harvest, a portion to the Kohen called Truma and a portion for the Levi, Miser Rishon. He separates a separate portion for himself, at least in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. And in those 4 years of the seven, he will bring that Miser Sheni, that foodstuff, the separate tithe, for himself to enjoy in Yerushalayim. Presumably when he goes there as part of Aliyah Regel, when he goes there for the three times a year for the pilgrimage festivals, he'll bring his foodstuffs with him. Now the Torah allows for the redemption of the sanctity of the Miser Sheni food onto coins. Meaning, if a person says, listen, I don't want to walk carrying these jugs of wine all the way from my home, that's a two-day walk from Jerusalem, so I'd rather just, put it onto coins. Then when I get to Yerushalayim, I'll use the coins to purchase foodstuff over there. That's fine. Okay, and that's the topic of our Mishnah when one is doing that. But the thing is, what happens if a person, piecemeal is transferring Kedusha from foodstuffs, that's Miser Sheni foodstuffs, onto coins, little copper coins? Then at the end of the day, he has like a big sack of copper coins, which also weighs a good amount, and he wants to transfer all of the copper coin sanctity onto like a larger silver coin. Is that okay? How should that work? So, first of all, the halacha, the Rambam paskens, you're not supposed to do that. Okay, once it's on coins, you should keep it on coins. There's a proviso, like a caveat, which we'll see shortly, about when you could do it anyways. But in any case, our Mishnah is talking about simply the conversion of these copper coins to silver coins, which certainly does work if you do it that way. And the concern is, if you end up bringing no small change, copper coins to Yerushalayim, and just being like one big, silver coin, like we're coming with like a $100 bill, well, that's, yes, efficient. The problem is, if everyone does that in Yerushalayim, there'll be like essentially a shortage of copper coins. Everyone has this big chain, a big coins, big, massive equivalent to like $100 bills, looking to make change, and they won't be able to make change, and therefore the exchange rate, if you will, between large silver coins and small copper coins will get out of whack, and people will not be able to buy enough copper coins or their silver coins, if you will, and the net effect will be that people will have less money to buy Miser Sheni foodstuffs, and that's a problem, because the effect will be there will be less Miser Sheni food available for the people who came as pilgrims to Yerushalayim, and that's bad, because the Torah wants people to have a sense of, of affluence, of wealth, of having plenty. When you come to Yerushalayim, you get inspired, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you can commune with Hashem, you bring your karbanos, you see the Talmidei Chacham and all the great things that happen in Yerushalayim. But also part of that picture is, the Torah wanted, is you should have sort of ample food. For 7 days, it's like a big party. It goes hand in hand, the spiritual elevation and also the physical celebration. So the concern is, if there's not enough small coins to go around, the price of the effect will go up, or your amount of money you'll have will go down, like kind of like inflation. And the net effect will be you'll have less food to go around, and that reduction of Miser Sheni is not what the Torah wants, not what the rabbis want. So the question therefore becomes, are you allowed to convert all your copper coins onto silver coins and then potentially cause this problem not being able to get as much copper coins when you try to do the conversion back in Yerushalayim? So says the Mishnah, HaPoret Sela Mima'os Miser Sheni. If one is going to aggregate, I'll translate this as aggregate, onto a Sela, the big silver coin, Sela, the biggest of the silver coins, from little small coins of Miser Sheni, let's talk about Pruto. So there are 768 little copper Prutos in one big Sela. That's a lot, of course. So if one wants to do that, so Beis Shammai Omrim b'chol hasela maos. Beis Shammai say it's no problem. You can convert all 768 little copper coins onto one big sela. That's going to be okay. He's not worried about the conversion when you get to Yerushalayim. I should just speak out for a second. The word haporet is being used in a very unconventional sense here in our Mishnah. Usually poret, which means like to like individualize, like in modern Hebrew the word prit is like a individual, you know, items. So poret would usually mean to take from a big coin and make small coins, like to disaggregate. But in this Mishnah, it means haporet is to, yes, aggregate, to take a lot of little coins and put them onto one big coin, which is a little strange, but anyways, that's what it means over here. So Beis Shammai is lenient and says you can convert all the little coins onto one big silver coin. Beis Hillel says, no, you should do half and half, so that you'll have copper coins in your pocket. We sort of have a compromise. You'll reduce the weight of what you're bringing up because you've got some copper converted to silver, which is, of course, more like, you know, value dense, there's less to schlep, but you'll have copper coins when you get to Yerushalayim, so there's no problem about the, you know, shortage of copper coins. The words inside mean, Beitzil Omrim, b'shekel kesef, a shekel's worth of the sela. There are two shkalim, two shekels in one sela, so therefore it's saying one shekel, silver coin, it's like a medium-sized coin, let's call it, of silver, u'b'shekel ma'os, the other half of the value that would have been converted onto a, could have been converted onto silver coins, you have to keep as ma'os, as copper coins. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. And halacha is like Beis Hillel in as much as you should do half and half. Okay? Now, the second part of our Mishnah says that Reb Meir, it's a new point here. Okay? And now we're talking about if you're trying to convert, like aggregate coins together. So in general, the idea is you're not supposed to take, let's say you have two silver shekels that are Meister Sheni money. You're not supposed to convert them into one big sela, because that's not the whole point here. It's not a big shell game where you're like transferring and moving around and kadusha around. That's not the idea. The idea was, yeah, from foodstuffs onto coins, fine. But from coins to coins, we don't like that. It's not what it's about. So therefore, and of course, every time you exchange, you know, you convert, you could potentially lose some value, paying like what's called the agio, like an exchange rate, you know, like a commission to the money changer. So the point is, we don't want that to happen unnecessarily, and therefore, the question is, are you allowed to do it from small silver coins to medium silver coins? So Reb Meir Omer, Ein Machalin Kesef, Uperis Ala Kesef. He says, no, you can't do that. Reb Meir says, you can't do that. You can't even do it if you're taking, let's say you have a regular non-consecrated, a non-invested with Kedusha Sela coin. You have one shekel, which is half the Sela, and that does have Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and it has the Meiser Sheni on it. And you have also enough food stuff, you know, whatever, bottles of wine that is Meiser Sheni wine. And it's let's say it could be transferred onto also a shekel's worth of silver. So you could say, listen, I have one big coin. I should convert onto my Sela my shekel coin and my shekel worth of wine together. So I'm not just doing, you know, shell game, you know, from two coins to one big coin. No, I'm actually just, I'm consecrating food onto coin, but since the value of the food's not enough to meet the full value of the large coin, I'm also supplementing by putting another consecrated, you know, I should say, you know, Meister Sheni coin together to combine to the total value. So Reb Meir says, don't even do that. Reb Meir says, Ein Machalin Kesef Uperos Ala Kesef. You can't even deconsecrate a silver coin that has Kedushas, half a sela silver coin of Meister Sheni with peros and regular Meister Sheni food together onto one big silver coin. No, you cannot. V'cham matirin. V'cham say, yes, you could. Meaning, we don't like taking two silver coins and transferring that onto one big silver coin, but if you have one silver coin plus one silver coin's worth of Meister Sheni and those combined together, you are allowed to put them onto one bigger silver coin. La halacha, this is true, like the chacham, except it's capped at the value of a dinar. A dinar is actually a quarter of the sela, meaning a half of a shekel, and the dinar was the standard coin they used, the standard silver coin. So the idea is that if you have, you need supplementing like coins plus produce to reach the dinar, then you're allowed to do it. But if you have like a whole dinar, you shouldn't take a whole dinar plus food to make like a shekel, or, you know, a whole shekel plus food to make a sela, that you should not do. But up to one into dinar increments, yes, you may combine smaller silver or copper coins, for that matter, plus food stuff together.